Sehr nicht, habe ich mal ja über die Software, für sehr nicht, was ich schon fahre. Okay, so today we're starting packet 10. We discussed so far concept of Pesach HaChodesh, Pesach HaFlogo, the different shitas, and now the third verse is called the Ona Beinonis. So, what is the owner made of this? So, the Gemara says, and Mishra says, Kol Anoshim, Peskas Tar Lebalei. Haboy ben aderech nishayim lahem b'cheskes tar. It says the Mishnah, we saw kol anoshim b'cheskes tar l'balim lo b'dika, shalom huskur b'dika ela la'asokim b'taras. So, women are b'cheskes tar l'balim, what does that mean? Amar shalokish mishum rabbi Yehuda, v'hu shabah matzo b'tochi me'onosu, says Rashi. Tochi me'onosu lamin yom l'riyah. So Yime Onosa means a cycle. So if she is in the middle of the cycle, in other words, the cycle is assuming Rashi says it's 30 days. So 30 days is the cycle. So if you with your wife in the middle of the cycle, so then you don't have to, you assume she's Tahor. This is the middle of the cycle. After Lach Lamed Yom, she has to do a Bedika. All Stam Noshim Chazian Lesofona. Because the end of the cycle, they are expecting to see. So the Rashba writes on page 2. Avo Pishal Orosol Yom Esrim. Is saying that Rov Noshim see on day 30. The Fich Choshim Shemi Yovo Orach Bezman Haragi Lovo, the Reuben Shal Noshim. So Reuben Shal Noshim see on day 30. So that is a day that you have to be choshish for. Because that's the zman, he says, sharogya lovo l'ruban shal noshim. It's not per kariyah, kol noshim peses chara l'baleim, l'aboy v'adech v'shem lem peses chara. Bidmer Allah, yigmar mishlok yishim rabbi Yehuda, nisiyah v'hu shabba u'matza b'tochi be'onosim. So if he's Baba Derech, he can assume she's Tahora until you get to the end of the owner. So he assumes that means on day 30. So on day 30, so the Gemara, the context of the Gemara is if a person comes home in a derech, so is he mutter to his wife? And well, what's the assumption? Maybe she's even sleeping and he's ball out. So he's not even asking her. So he's assuming that she's Tahora, so he could assume she's Tahora. And then he says, and what did Nami, if no case of not Korban HaDerech, but just a regular situation where he's home, he didn't go to any Derech. So he has to, just like the Gemara says, that when Yom Shloshim, she loses her cheskes Tara, and therefore he can't be Baal El, you know, without at least without her checking or whatever. But so too on a regular person who's not going on any derech. And so no, then on day 30, he's also to his wife. Because, yeah, most of it.
Is this the origin of the whole term in Paschal of the system?
Yeah.
This, you don't see it at all earlier in Rashi. You don't see it.
The Gemara never really speaks about it. The Gemara never speaks about the concept of onerbeinus in terms of that you have to be choshev for it. In this context, what the Gemara says, right, you come home with Adara, so she's Cheska Tara. So we saw, we talk about that, like in Rambam, she's, because then you can just ask her what is, you know, so sleeping. It's also an interesting idea that people would be born their wives when they were sleeping.
Is there a sugi that's a cluster? Well, you're showing now, isn't
that? Yeah, but. But that's a simple pshat, because what do you have to... But Reish Lashik says, Husha Bob, what's a betochi meo nasa? In the middle of the 30 days. So, but the end of day 30 already is not the middle of 30 days yet. So the Rashba, so that's what the Rashba is. So the Rashba is being, you're right, Gabriel, the Rashba is being Mechadish this halacha. So meaning the Isha She'en Leveses, Baila Muzola B'yom Ha'ona. Oshka Man De Paligalei. There's a moment of film, a moment of the Koshke Shoshoyim Ha'biyah. Oh, well, welcome. And then you have another, you know, the Gemara here on Zion and Bay is the concept of Ora. Where the Gemara wants to discuss what's considered a zakena, a woman who is menopause. So how do we know she's in menopause? And you don't have to worry about it anymore. Obviously, she had to go to the mikveh last time, but it says, "Ezel zikena kol she'over ala shalosh onos samuch l'ziknasa," where it's three cycles passed and she didn't get her period for three times. And that's the same idea of onos. So three cycles of 30 days, presumably, is the same idea. Let's look at the Ramban, page 7, in the Chochas Nida, Chidush Ramban, Chochas Nida. Habay men adech l'shem lehem cheses kara, v'hu shabo matzo osa b'tofi mei onosa. Kamu hu ona la b'yon. Yitchil esriya, paschal esriya achers. Rol noshim, kach hein roos, milamed olamed. Amen, v'amurim v'yishu shem lebesis. This is talking about a woman who doesn't have a vestis kavua. Vabisha sheish the vestis the yomim harizim chashi me vesta imigia shaito harehim cheskes tuba etzla. In other words, if a woman has a vestis kavua, then the ona beininess is not relevant. Because the ona beininess is basically an honorary degree. In other words, you don't have a very vestis kavua. So then where do we put you? We put you with the rest of the world. And most women say they get their period on day 30. So if most women get their period on day 30, and you don't have any other vessels, then day 30 is your considered your halachic vessels kavua. But you don't have a vessel, we treat that the vessels kavua because we follow Rav Noshim in the world. So that's the that's how the, well, that's what the Ramban is saying. and the other Rishonim. So if you have a Ves Kavua, then you have a Ves Kavua. You always see on top of the month or whatever. But if you're a person that doesn't have a Ves Kavua, so then Yom Shloshim is your Ves Kavua. So this is considered one of the three Vestos that we that people supposedly keep if they don't have a Vestos Kavua. So they keep the Chodesh, they keep the Haflaga, and they keep the Onan Medrash.
All three.
All three.
Why not just the Medrash?
Well, if they have a Vestas, assuming a woman who doesn't have a Vestas Kavua
of anything.
Right, these are all the possibilities of time she might get. But if she has a Vestas Kavua, then she doesn't have to keep the Ona Beinus. So she has, Ona Beinus was made because that's what the Rogue Nashim see. That is the okay. So the Shah has a Kiddush on page 16. So he says where the arrow is on the in the Shah on page 16 on the left, Ella. Nearly the Hadam Rina Bashas on the Bain of the Shloshim Yom, Aina Michodish the Chodish, Ben Molly Ben Chasse. The Gavnash Kantuva Bashas Postum Shloshim Yom Shul Chodish. Whereas he thinks that Shloshim Yom is Lav Dafka. It means it's another way of saying Vesas Achodish. Chodesh is usually 30 days, sometimes 29 days, but in other words, he holds there's no three separate. He says the Ona Beinus and the Vesas HaChodesh are one and the same. They're one and the same. And what is that?
3 days.
What is that? He says, "Poshu b'shas duchu v'tuvi v'hainu chodesh." See if you're able. Time v'chodesh tifte v'hainu shloshim yom v'hainu chofte v'chol shloshim yom edepode etc. Hey, buchu v'alei nafesh of kosef yisur v'tchil tzuch v'lochos v'vases hachodesh u'la haflaga. And both of them arrive. So Ona Beinus is just another way of saying Vesas HaChodesh. In other words, you could have said the one and the same, and it's just 30 days. But he's saying two chidush, the one and the same. So which one wins? The Chodesh or the 30 days? So he's saying the Chodesh. It's another way of saying Chodesh. In other words, so if you saw last month, Chasim Chodesh, Tassim Chodesh. Not for the Chodesh, that's it. But you don't have to give a third one.
Shloshim
Yom is just a one way to say on a monthly basis.
It says Leyom Shloshim, not Shloshim Yom.
Yeah.
The 30th day.
Yeah.
It's the month.
The month. So sometimes, depending upon whether it's a Chodesh Mal or a Chodesh Chaser, it won't be 30, but it'll always be a Ches. The last month it was Ches, so this month Ches. Last month Tes, this month Tes. Whatever it is. But the other issue, those that disagree with the Shach, say no. There are three Vestos. For a woman that doesn't have a Vest Kavua. There's the Ona Beinus, there's the Chodesh, Aflaga, Dada, Bechus. Now, Rav Vaishlita said, he says a Chiddush. Maybe it's not such a Chiddush. People think it's a Chiddush. But he says, but maybe that's not the reality anymore. And I'm sure you can do your Google, your searches on the computer. Is it true that most women get their period on day 30?
What does most mean? Does most mean a majority? Does most just mean more than any other? A plurality more than, you know, more on 30 than on 27 or 38?
Right,
or
in other words, right.
What's,
like,
what's most? Yeah.
What's most? I mean, is it going to be like when you vote, you know, sometimes you need a majority to win. Sometimes if you have to just be the biggest amount, you win. So when the Rishonim was saying that the reason for the unabatedness is because this is the day of Rav Nashim, what do we mean? So what's the simple shot?
Right.
Majority. I mean, most women, not, in other words, if you don't have a 50%, 51%, even though you're the winner, you fall in first place, that's not, so Rabbi claims that the Messias, and I'm sure this could be verified, is not Shloshim anymore.
So it wasn't made, Rabbi assumes that it wasn't made as a Gezerah to keep. I mean, it considers Gezerah, and even though it doesn't go based on Rov, it goes based off of what Chazal said. Meaning they just made a Gezerah, but he's saying it's not.
Well, Chazal didn't really say it, because you don't see in the Gemara they said.
Yeah.
They just said Onavenus, which is the average period, which is Rashi explains, because that's the Rov. But you don't have it's not like that Takana in the Gemara that says this explicitly. But he says not the Takana in the Gemara. So they gave it a din 30. So his sheet is the right. Then really make your din. You don't have to keep the other thing. So all you have to keep is right. That flogger and the Chodesh. So someone once said, so is he just like the Shach maybe? Because the Shach really said that. Shach didn't say it for a different reason. The Shach said because it was never a din of Shloshim, it was always Chodesh. But at the end of the day, both the Shach and everybody are what? Getting rid of a third vessel. So I was once speaking to my friend Rabbi Gedalia Berger, who was the Shul of Meshuv here for many years, so we used to talk about this. So he said to me, it's not exactly the same, because you see, when the Shach says it, that it's the Chodesh, so that means that the Chodesh has a din of Vesis Kavua. So when Rav Abadi is saying it, he's saying, no, we don't have the din of Onabenus. We still have a din of Chodesh, but the Chodesh is not an automatic Vesis Kavua, only if you have it three times. So it's not exactly, as he pointed out to me, Rabbi Berger, that the Rav Abadi of the Shach will be the same. The Nafkamina is for Vesis Kavua. So according to the Shitas that say that if you didn't do a Bedika, you're Asur until, so that's only by Vesas Kavua. So then we'll see, the Shulchan Aruch says by Onabeninus has a din of, not only it's a din of Vesas, but has a din of Vesas Kavua, even though it wasn't Kavua. Even if it wasn't Kavua, but you have to treat that day as Vesas Kavua, since that's the Rav Nashim. So everybody says, no, the whole thing is not the Metzias anymore. So not only doesn't exist, it's not Vesas Kavua, it doesn't exist Bechlal. The Chiddush of having it in the din of Onabeninus is twofold. That it's day 30, and it's the din of Rav Nashim, but it also has a din of Vesas Kavua, that if you, like the Shitas that hold, that if you didn't do a Bedika that day, you're also in Mishamish until you do a Bedika. But in terms of how many you're going to count, then it's similar that, so this is like considered like particularly controversial. But, for myself, it makes sense. So I don't tell people, unless it's somebody, who has difficulty keeping things and needs some type of cooler, then, but, usually, you know, just follow, even though, you know, what he says is, when I teach Kasanim, I don't tell them that they could not do the vainness. Just tell them to, you know, but sometimes it's somebody who's not holding so much and can barely keep these things anyway, so trying to find some type of leniency, so that could be a possibility. Is there a body here in the packet here? You see the, where is it? No, Ari?
It's in the supplement.
Look at the supplement. Okay, Ari says we should look on page 7 in the supplement. But Ari says we look. Is that what you're saying, Ari? Ari suggests we look in the supplement. Supplement, right, you see? That's right. He's very good with supplements. So here's his piece, Rabbi Bari, page 7. He says, Ona Beinus, Yine Chazal Choshu Matsu Shustam Noshim Ra'os Lamidyom. She got a period on Aleph Nisan, so day 30 is Lamed Nisan, so she has to be parish. But if the reality changes, Rov Anoshim Hayavestam L'chafeyo. This wasn't they were koveya takana like Yontif Sheni. You have to keep Yontif Sheni with a, you know, it was there because in the Harai the Gemara never used the lashon, you know, shloshim yom. It was ma'ona. The Rishonim say it means, you know, and the Rishonim explain like Rashi was saying because that's the rov. In other words, Shloshim Yom doesn't have such a chashivus anymore in the reality. So that's a very bold statement. You know, whereas it basically goes from the Shulchan Aruch saying that it's not only Advesis, but it has a status of Advesis Kavua, even if you only had it one time. So everybody's saying not only it's not Advesis Kavua, it's not Advesis Kavua. So this is a very bold statement because generally people, Ona Beinus is like the thing. So that's the minute, so I'm not telling you that we should change it. But sometimes it could be a shas al kach and things like that, and there's, you know, it's something to put in the mix.
Or if someone didn't, what Rebbe said, if someone didn't check, they forgot about it.
So right. But they didn't check, but now when are they asking a shayla?
It's a day later before their.
Well, they can always check. They can always check now, right? They can always check now. But if they did, right? If you hold it, but that sheet is the Ray, and that's not like Ikashita. So, again, it's certain people, you know, like it could be what to rely on. So this was considered like a big thing. Now, there's another point of reference here, and that is what does it mean? To get the roof, let's assume when it was reality. I don't know, can you do a Google? Does it say on your Google what the reality is today? When do most women
what average length of menstrual
cycle?
It
gives a range.
A range.
25 to 32.
Those, they don't present one day with as a winner, the winner.
The average is 28.
The average is 28. What do you mean the average?
Meaning they probably they took a sample size of an X amount of women.
And they saw what it would be over a couple of months.
Yeah.
And the average of all of them, assuming.
Well, some blew the 32, some blew the so they made it. An average means you're going to take. The average is not wrong.
No.
So I don't know if they have statistics of what's right, what's which day is the which way we give the trophy that the you know that's the row.
And also has to be a row of women that are married or sexually active, can't be, you know, of a teenager. I mean, if they're not, it could change and stuff. So.
I don't know. I mean, we're all women. Why does it have to be married?
But if we're doing it based off of...
We just want to know, what's the role of the, which day is the role of the woman who get their period? Why does it have to be active? Why does it have to be married?
That's not going to be a role of...
You're a woman. As long as you're a woman. As long as you're a woman, you're a woman. You're still a woman. If you're married, not married, you're still a woman. Right? So it shouldn't have to be necessary. It's not going to be relevant to halacha, but still, we want to know what's the row, which day is the winner, the award winner day.
Be relevant for Taros.
Taros, whatever. But, for a revised claim, there is no such, because the old days when it was more of a kvias, you could figure it out very easily. Today, we're can't get any unless they're on the pill, and then the pill is controlling it. That's a different story.
That shouldn't be the study shouldn't even take that. Shouldn't be relevant at all. No.
What the study?
The pill.
Yeah. I'm looking for the studies of
without
just natural.
Otherwise, you're also going to count pregnant women.
Yeah. No, I'm not looking. I'm not looking at a woman who's not tampering with their hormonal system. And they're just letting everything go with the natural way.
Although, when the reference is growth, not shit, because the count it, can't imagine, no?
It's your question?
When the reference is growth, not shit,
yeah.
I can't imagine he's counting pregnant women.
No, she didn't get the period.
She get the period naturally.
Natural. Right. Yeah. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's assume it's right that Rov Noshim are 30, right, whenever the Mitzvah was that way. How do you do the calculation? To be in the 30 group, does it have to be Dafka night, Dafka day, do we count all the people with the night and the day and that the same 30 to get the Rov? Or do we count the women who see 30 at night and the women who see 30 in the day, with the two separate votes, two separate categories. So, the Placey has a famous Kiddush. On page one in the supplement packet. Let's see where I put the arrow. Odner Aloma Dhadamina Sivzet. In Kama Vesis Leom, Enochoshesh Balaila. Normally we say if a woman had a Kivis Ves in a day, so she only chosh in the day, not in the night. Dhadamina Sivzet, in Kama Vesis Leom, Enochoshesh Balaila, Kayla Hepuch, who be Indian Vesis. Is that Tali Belimudo Liros Bayom Balaila? Of our own abandonness, that mean the death Noshim Liros Bilam and Lamed, Ze in a Tala Bayom or Lila, Rakafilo, in Regil Liros Bayom, Chigi Yomish or Lila, Tala Lila Yom also. The Lomishum Vesses are seen enough. Zen Lufiani is Dighty Bora. In other words, he wants to say that day 30 is one day 30. For the people who see at night, the people who see at the day, Once you see day 30, and that's probably how they made the rules, was only based on taking women who see on day 30 the night, day 30 of the day, and putting them in one group. And then day 30 will beat out any other day. So he says so therefore he says that the concept that we said normally, except for the barring the Kiddush of the Ozeruah, that the person has an onabeinus, and therefore we say she also on day 30, because that's the rove, it's the whole 24 hours. The whole 24 hours. Because it's only the rove based on 24 hours. If you count day 30 a night as one group, but day 30 in the day is a different group, I don't know if that would necessarily be a rove either. So he's saying they think it's one group. The night people and the day people and day 30 are all one group, and then that group, that coalition, will win the vote. And therefore, when a woman comes to day 30, she has to ask us the whole thing, because that's part of the rove, is that whole, the whole unit. So now, this is the place, see? And some people, so that means that it would be, what would it be, the night and the day. And some people also keep the Ozeruah on that. So then it's going to be 36 hours, potentially.
If you have 24 hours plus the order before.
That's the real diehards. The real diehards.
Is everyone all about the place or
no? No, no.
So don't be
limiting. Yeah. Well, where should we look? The Taurus Yisrael. You remember the Taurus Yisrael from last week? So that was like the classic handbook for Hilchos Neva.
Yeah, this
was. Maybe, but this is the... No, it's a, I don't know. I mean, that's the version that I was able to get home. Now you can hardly get it, you know, but the library has it. The Indian Lahoris Lalach came and got him rusted with Kivas Alila, Zim Rusted Zo, Enochashash had so after his young slave, Shayam after his young Yasla of Sloshim, Yosi Hoshish, Kol Hayom Sloshim, with Kivas Sloshim, and so on, and Mesa Aisha Sloshim. So he says 24 hours, Hutch, Chicha Lochos, Laona Academis. Another 12 hours. So you don't have to do one. Some people are cautious for Yom Lamed Aleph. There's a question whether it's 30 or 31. So Pashut in the Rishonim say 30. But he's paskening like the, not only is paskening like the place, he's saying, and then you should do an Orzaruah on that.
So this is just for cash measure. This is all on top of every 6 hours.
Well, for sure, for cash measure.
Okay, right, because he doesn't say it.
Yeah, but that's like a huge problem. A huge problem. So, I mean, I don't, I mean, I'm not going to tell people to just forget about the other basis, which that's like, you know, whatever. But I'm not telling people to keep the place of the full 24, and certainly not the place together and with the Ozeruah. But sometimes, if she would see in the day, say 30 in the day, so then she would ask her the night before, but she, for the Ozeruah, but not, but then there's only 24 hours even according to the place. Because here the place and the Ozeruah are going to share the same 12 hours. But if it's also at night because of the...
the previous day, calendar.
Because if it's also like she got a period at night, and then we're going to ask her the day, else the place, and then we'll ask her 12 hours before, else the Ozeruah.
Yeah, If you really want to go raise the ruin, you really hold like the place, why wouldn't it be more than 36 hours? It would be 48 hours. Because isn't Ona, isn't, they're saying by Ona Benedis, Ona doesn't mean 12 hours. It means 24 hours.
Right.
So if you really took the Rizura, then the Rizura here, it's not just a 12 hour. If you're taking the Humra, it would be 24 hours.
One owner in addition to what you're keeping me there.
One owner in regards to Ona Benedis means 24 hours. It doesn't mean 12 hours. I mean, I thought, isn't that what the place did?
No, I hear what you're saying, but no.
Well, why not? What is it?
Because the order rule saying one owner more. That's a 12-hour interval more. That's all the orders are ever said. So here, we had, for Ona Benedis, he's keeping two owners. But there was a rule, only one of them. So I never had anyone make yochum say you have to keep 48 hours. Because you don't say, well, since this thing is one owner, I think it's 24, so you have to give it on. No, there, the context of the rule is just to keep 12 hours.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you're going too far.
Yes,
a little nicer,
but...
Even now, I'm just far. So 36 is... wow. But the mice, I tell people they don't have to keep Lacey or Zero. Okay, there is a Truma Sadeshin, but what if a woman has a longer cycle? Her cycle is 34 days, 35 days. Then will she have to keep the Ona Benedis and the Kodesh? So she has a Vesis Kavua for 35 days. Well, then that's out of all. Sometimes she sees 34, sometimes 35, sometimes 33. But it's definitely, she always sees longer than 30. So the Truma Sadeshin has a discussion, and maybe we'll pick up from there, because I think it's going to be too complicated to try to rush it in. Is there a concept of a Vesis Kavua in a negative sense? That she's Kavua not to see before a certain time. So maybe if there's a Kavua in a negative sense of not to see, then maybe she doesn't have to keep the Ona Benedis. Because the Ona Benedis is only when you have a Vesis. So you have a Vesis Kavua for day 33 or day 18. Well, then you don't keep the Ona Benedis because the Ona Benedis is when you only have when you don't have a Vesis Kavua. So say a woman has a Vesis Kavua that she never sees less than 32 days, sometimes 32, sometimes 33, sometimes 36, but never less than 32. So the discussion of the Truma Sadeshin is maybe that's considered a Vesis Kavua in a negative sense, not to see. But she never sees before day 32. So day 32 is the free zone, is a safe zone. So then maybe she doesn't have to keep that on the maintenance of day 30, because she never sees a day 30. So it's like a Vesis Kavua. Not that she has a Vesis Kavua for any particular day, but she has a Vesis Kavua in the negative sense, not to see. And that's going to be the discussion of the Truma Sadeshin. So I went many years ago, I asked Rabbi Bari, so what about Chodesh? So he said to me the same thing.
Thirty would be B'soch Onasa.
Right.
It would be the middle of her
own. Right, exactly.
Oh.
And I asked him that question.
Why the Truma Sadeshin? I mean, why didn't he break that down? Why is
it going to speak? Okay, so we'll look at it. We have to see the Truma Sadeshin, the Prima Godwin, and others. So. Okay, so stop here for now. Welcome to Yosef Wiles.
Thank you.
Sometimes we see him on screen, and now we have him here in the room. So welcome. Welcome from Yerushalayim HaKadosh. Tibodah v'sikonet. Yerushalayim HaKadosh, Tibodah v'sikonet. We have all our Talmidim.